I mean, that's even good if you're back in the Old Testament. Most of them just put you in the soul realm or the worldly realm. So this one, yeah. I know he rescued my soul. Hallelujah. His blood, James and I are going to annihilate it. I mean, James. Jeff and I are said abolished. Which do you prefer? I'll leave it to Austin. Which do you prefer? Abolished is easier to sing, and this is a singing man. So, forevermore, I don't know if you want to mess with your overheads right now, but you do need to change that. Strike through it, because under the old covenant, that's all they could do is cover people's sin. But redeem means to buy back. He blotted out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against us. We are redeemed. What does the chorus say? Go to the chorus. No. He redeemed us. He bought us back. There is no sin. My sin is not covered. I am sin free. Well, Kathy, I heard you talk mean to your husband. That was the outward man. That was not my inward man. My inward man is sin free. Now, what do I do then that I've talked mean to my husband? I say, honey, I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? Please? And when I'm real sweet like that, he's going, don't matter. I didn't hear you. What did you say? I didn't even hear you say anything. And I say, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses me from all unrighteousness. And that's the end of it. What did Brother Gary say? He told us that. That's it. It's over. We forget. God forgets. Says he, what? I don't remember. So that's the way we're supposed to forgive. That's the way we're supposed to act. If he says that the blood's sufficient, if the blood takes care of it, then does the blood take care of it? If it doesn't, we're in a powerful world of hurt. Okay, so what we're going to say, his blood abolished my sin. Everyone say it with me. His blood abolished my sin. Now I want you to go down to the verse that talks about dancing on the mountaintop. It's the last. We're getting this song saved. We're bringing it in under the... Okay. So this is what, and maybe somebody, leave it up. Somebody might help me. This is what I thought. I'm dancing on this mountaintop because your kingdom came. Is that good for y'all? Do I have somebody that has a better suggestion? And now your kingdom's come. I like that. Barry's a word crafter. It's easier to sing. Dancing on this mountaintop. Because your kingdom's come. Somebody's writing this down, right, Austin? I'm not playing. Next time I come. Okay, because your kingdom's come. Because his kingdom didn't come with observation, did it? His kingdom is within. I'm in the kingdom, and the kingdom is in me. Do you know that song? I'm dancing on the mountaintop now because the kingdom is in me. I'm dancing on the mountaintop and the kingdom is in me. That's cool. Hallelujah. Now, I know I'm a teacher and you're going picky, picky, picky. But talk to God about it then. I'll tell you what. This worship team has like revolutionized in a year. It is wonderful what you're doing. And you that's what you do. You take the word, when you hear the word and light comes, you act on it. You immediately apply it and begin walking in the light of it. And that's what this worship team has done. And we're so pleased and we're so happy. So that's just an example, because I wanted you to, now I want you to go back through all the songs that you sing and judge them in the light of the new covenant and think, now how could we sing that better? How could we get that verse saved? This isn't in my notes, but whatever is. But let's look at Psalm 103. Most of you have heard me say this, but the word's always good. You know, Brother Hagin repeated himself a lot, and it's because we didn't get it yet. Might as well just fess up. We're going from Martha to Mary. Hallelujah. Psalm 103, I'll just start with verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And everybody said, yes, amen. But that scripture is not saved. How would we save that scripture? He has forgiven all my iniquities. That's what we were just saying about that song we sang. And who has healed all my diseases. What was it Pastor Gary said? I love that. You said it took time to get your brain around it. And now I've forgotten how you said it. God is not in a hurry. Help me, Gary. Say how you said it. God's not in a hurry. You don't remember. God is not in a hurry for what is already done. It's done and dusted, y'all. Hallelujah. And we're renewing our mind to that. And I will tell you, people, you know, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night. Well, music is our meditation. It's our highest meditation. I mean, all night long, I wake up in the night going, forever, forever. He just takes his hearing aids out. He knows how to handle his woman. It just sticks with you, the melody, the rhythm. And, you know, and if you listen, I love so much what Cindy talked about, what you feed on. Because if you feed on secular music, then that's always bumping up in you. I'm trying. With your help, I'll get there. And so, if you're singing, "My Sins Are Covered," that's what you're meditating. That's what you're believing, and it will hold you in bondage, because sin consciousness will hold you in bondage. Insecurity will hold you in bondage. You will not do things in all boldness in the Lord. His blood makes me bold. His blood made me righteous. Hallelujah. What was I saying? Lost my. You can shut that off. The object lesson is. What was I talking about? And you know, our blood has a sin factor in it. His blood didn't. You know, when you know that I was quickened together with him, I was raised together with him, I was seated together in him, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. So here we are. We're kind of going to deal with a little bit of religion here. That people talk about the peaks and the valleys. Well, what are you doing in the valley? You should be living on the mountaintop. Well, my feelings. Well, what about your feelings? Your feelings are going to have to get in line with the truth. Whoo, Jeff and I wouldn't mind if you turned on the air conditioning. It's this stupid polyester, you know. They don't make anything in cotton anymore. What? Oh, yeah. Well, see. Vanity, vanity, thy name is woman. Hallelujah. Oh, I know about meditating. And you go, whatever we sing in that service, I go home and it sticks in me. Now, what Cindy preached last night, I have to think about it. I can kind of give you the general gist of what she was talking about. But I remember what we sang. And that's meditation. It's chewing the cud. It just keeps coming back up. You keep regurgitating it. Keep regurgitating it, so you become what you sing. And the church has been held in bondage because it hasn't been singing the songs of the redeemed. See, I wasn't going to get on this subject this time. Philip, do you see how God does me? See, Philip can just come in and be all nice and all pretty. Just smile. But I don't wear his mantle, although I certainly admire it. So I had a lot. Oh, I was going to teach you a chorus. Maybe you already know it, but every time Pastor gets up and talks about Martha, Martha, I think of this chorus, and now I'm going to rewrite it a little bit too, because I had to get it saved. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. What's the next part? It, because he doesn't get any sweeter. We find out more about his sweetness, but he doesn't get any sweeter. We might get sweeter. Although I think you're pretty sweet. He's pretty sweet, isn't he? Y'all know my friends, Emily and Daniel Martin. I want you to meet them. They volunteer prayer and healing school, Rhema grads, itinerants, and a gift to the body. Maybe you'll get to see a little bit of them this week. Hallelujah. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Want to do it again? I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love. Get over here and get me in tune. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Love between my Lord and I. Falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Am I inspiring you, Pastor? Hold on to it, because I got to get this bit out here. Maybe. All right. There's this song. It's like fireworks going off on the inside of me, and I'm just not even sure which way to step. You too, you have that? But I'll start here, and then God can direct. You know, he can move, he can direct a moving vehicle better than a stationary one. You know, the overarching theme of this week, I will tell you, is things pertaining to and of the Holy Ghost. And Pastor started out on love. And I just would say, love is of the Holy Ghost, because his love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the... Okay, you guys have to preach at me. You know how I am. I'll help you. Maybe they'll get juicy by the next time you preach.